Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about scholarship opportunities through the Mississippi 4-H Livestock and Horse Programs. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dean Joe San, Mississippi State University Extension 4-H Livestock Specialist. So, Dean, the Mississippi 4-H Livestock and Horse Programs are very popular among youth. What are some ways that youth can be involved in 4-H Livestock Programs?
Well, if the youth are fortunate enough to own their animals, there's a variety of ways that youth can get involved. There are always lots of local jackpot shows that are being hosted either by one county or maybe various counties. There are lots of county fairs. There's lots of opportunities for youth to be able to show their livestock within the state, as well as their horses. And we also have some state-sponsored shows, such as the Mississippi State Fair and the Dixie National Junior Roundup. And then we also have our state 4-H horse show. There's lots of opportunities for youth to be able to get out, work with their animal at home, and then be able to go to a competition and show them. There's also opportunities for youth, whether they own an animal or not, to be involved in educational contests. And a benefit to some of these youth that compete in these is that the senior winners often are able to go on a national trip. That's kind of a good incentive for youth to get involved.
Okay, so youth can compete in livestock shows and educational contests. Are there ways that these youth can compete for scholarships with their animals?
Yes, they can. During the Dixie National Junior Roundup, the Booster Club awards six $1,000 scholarships to the highest placing high school senior in a variety of shows. So we'll have a beef showmanship contest, a dairy cattle showmanship, lamb showmanship, hog showmanship, meat goat showmanship, and a dairy goat showmanship. And those six winners, we'll be able to get a $1,000 scholarship. So that's a pretty neat incentive for working with your animal at home and being able to get something to help with your education.
Yes, that's true. Now, what about other opportunities for youth in the livestock program to compete for scholarships? I understand that the Sale of Champions Promotion Committee awards several types of scholarships. Tell me about that.
That's very true. There are three different types of scholarships that I'll discuss. The first one is our Premier Exhibitor Scholarship, and the committee awards six of those that are valued at $2,000 apiece. For this scholarship, the youth submit a resume that is evaluated, and then once they get to Jackson for the Dixie National, they compete in a skill-a-thon competition, they take an exam, they go through an interview process. And then there's a process where the youth earn points with their animals, both in showmanship as well as where that animal places during the show itself. So all of those criteria come together to pick the winner of the beef, dairy cattle, sheep, hog, market goat, and dairy goat premier exhibitor competitions. We also have four Supreme Animal Scholarships. Now, those are valued at $1,500 apiece, and they go to the exhibitor that has the Supreme Champion Beef Breeding Bull, the Supreme Champion Beef Breeding Female, the Supreme Champion Dairy Goat Female, and the Supreme Champion Dairy Cattle Female. So that's a way to be able to recognize those kids that are showing purebred livestock. The final scholarship that are awarded. There's 25 of those, and they're valued at $1,500 apiece. And this goes to high school seniors, and it really recognizes those youth who have excelled in academics, but also have some sort of financial need.
Okay, so changing gears to the 4-H Horse Program, what are the ways youth can compete in that?
In the 4-H Horse Project, there's lots of shows that are held throughout the state, whether they're local and county shows or whether they're larger breed type shows. And there's lots of educational contests. They have contests such as horse bowl, hippology, horse judging, opportunities for youth to compete in demonstrations and speaking contests, as well as art and photography. So pretty much the sky is the limit in the 4-H Horse Program.
Okay, and what about scholarship opportunities in the 4-H Horse Program?
The Horse Program doesn't have as many scholarships as the livestock side does. Currently, we award two $500 scholarships to high school seniors in the 4-H Horse Program.
Today, we've been speaking with Dean Joe San, 4-H Livestock Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.